had to start playing today to get you all to come out of the, what do we call that, a narthex? And anyway, coffee place, the coffee shop. Anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning. Please stand in body or in spirit. God is our Father.
And we are truly God's children.
We come to God in prayer boldly and with complete confidence.
Knowing that God hears our prayers.
Guess that was it. Wrote that several days ago. We begin then in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
And now let us confess our sins in the presence of God and of one another, keeping silence for reflection and self-examination of our sins. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us. And for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Almighty and ever-living God, you are always more ready to hear than we are to pray, and you gladly give more than we either desire or deserve. Pour upon us your abundant mercy. Forgive us those things that weigh on our conscience, and give us those good things that come only through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Good morning. The first reading is from Genesis, the 18th chapter. Then the Lord said, "How great is the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah, and how very grave their sin. I must go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know." So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Then Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not forgive it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just? And from you shall not the judge of all the..." Sorry. "And the Lord said, 'If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will forgive the whole place for their sake.' Abraham answered, 'Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes. Suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there. Again he spoke to him, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, Let me take it upon myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 20, I will not destroy it. Then he said, oh, do not let the Lord be angry if I speak just once more. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, for the sake of 10, I will not destroy it. The word of the Lord. Please read Psalm 138 responsively with me. I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased my strength of soul. They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
For though the Lord is high, he regards the lowly, but the haughty keeps his feet from harm.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. The second reading is from Galatians, the second chapter. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity swell bodily, and you have come to fullness in him, who is the head of every ruler and authority. In him also you were circumcised with a spiritual circumcision, by putting off the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. When you were buried with him in baptism, you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And when you were dead in trespasses and the uncircumcision of the flesh, God made you alive together with him when he forgave us all our trespasses, erasing the record that stood against us with its legal demands. He set this aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public example of them, triumphing over them in it. Therefore, do not let anyone condemn you in matters of food and drink, or observing festivals, new moons, or Sabbaths. These are only a shadow of what is to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Do not let anyone disqualify you, insisting on self-abasement and worship of angels, dwelling on visions, puffed up without cause by a human way of thinking, and not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows with a growth that is from God. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 11th chapter. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Jesus said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins. For we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial. And he said to them, suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him. And he answers from within, "Do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything." I tell you, even though he will not get up and give, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you? Is there anyone among you, if a child asks for a fish, will instead give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? Who among you? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? This is most certainly the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, Christ.
You may be seated. But I will say, that first reading, do you know how much shorter it would be if Abraham just started with 10? Right? Gosh. Marty's like, why is he doing this? I want to be done reading. So a few months ago, I was in Atlanta for a preaching conference. And by the way, have I improved at all? Or you know what? Don't answer that question. But when I was down there, I was being a really good Lutheran. I was there in this enormous cathedral-like sanctuary. Humongous sanctuary. Peachtree Road United Methodist Church. There were hundreds of paper doves strung from the ceiling, I think reminding us that the Holy Spirit truly was with us in this space, in this worship space. The ground level of the sanctuary, okay? The ground level of the sanctuary had at least enough seating for everyone in the worship space, everyone at the conference, twice over, at least. But I, being your good Lutheran pastor and representing the good Lutherans everywhere, was in the balcony. Eye level with those doves, of course, because I wanted to be in there close with the Holy Spirit, but also because I kind of wanted to be away from people. And I am up there, and I look in the back of the pew in front of me, and I see these very fancy prayer request cards from Peachtree Road United Methodist Church. How would you like us to pray for you? And I'm curious and maybe a little bored, kind of like maybe you guys get sometimes during a sermon. And to my surprise and soon delight, there is already a prayer in the prayer card that I picked up. Probably a prayer that the kid's mom or dad wouldn't have appreciated, but I appreciated this prayer. There's a prayer request from a young man we'll call Stephen. He didn't leave his name, so we're going to call him Stephen. Now, he was not asking for prayers for himself. This kid already knew how to ask for prayers for other people. He was asking for prayers for Kathy Fletcher. Y'all know Kathy Fletcher, right? No, you don't know Kathy Fletcher, but I kind of have an idea who Kathy Fletcher is, right? I think that Kathy Fletcher is a teacher. Kathy Fletcher is a teacher. Probably, and this is just going out on a limb here, Kathy Fletcher is Stephen's teacher, and his prayer for her is verbatim. This is the prayer. I'm a bad teacher, I'm poop. That is the prayer for Kathy Fletcher. It's clear to me that Stephen envisions a coming kingdom in which teachers aren't bad and aren't poop. And I think that Stephen's got this prayer thing down pat, right? He has glorious visions of a coming kingdom. Now, of course, I share Stephen's prayer request because it is very funny. But I also think that this young man shows us something, reveals something to us about how we may sometimes approach prayer. This prayer request might just hold a mirror up to ourselves, reflect to ourselves how we sometimes approach our prayers. God, make Kathy Fletcher less bad and less poopy. Now, Kathy Fletcher for us could be anything, right? Could be a pain in the butt colleague. Could be a friend that we're having an issue with, a parent that you're having an issue with. I don't know. It could be, I don't know, an illness. Could be a hardship in your life. It could just be your life in general right now is kind of poopy. God, make this problem, make this part of my life less bad and less poopy. Please and thank you, God, but really only thank you if you answer the prayer in the way I want, which is to make Kathy Fletcher less poopy. Amen. Right? Is that how our prayers sound like sometimes? I think this is why I sometimes struggle with prayer. My prayers, at times at least, devolve into litanies of wants, desires, and yes, even complaints, a wish list of requests for God to fulfill for me. Eugene Peterson, he is a Presbyterian, a deceased. He is sadly deceased. Was a Presbyterian pastor. We'll forgive him for the Presbyterian part, right, Chrissy? We will, but he's a Presbyterian pastor, theologian, scholar, and author. And he wrote about prayer in this way. He said, we want life on our condition, not on God's conditions. We want life on our condition, not on God's conditions. Said differently, I want God to shape my life towards my desires. I want God to do what I want with my life. I don't want God to shape my life towards what God envisions for my life. I want God to fix Kathy Fletcher, but I sure as poop don't want prayer and my relationship with God that results from prayer to reshape me. No thank you. There is a lot crammed into this text from Luke today, isn't there? Jesus is teaching us to pray, right? He gives us the Lord's Prayer, at least part of it. You know, the rest of it's over in Matthew or something like that. But we get this core piece of the Lord's Prayer. And then comes that instruction to persevere in prayer, which, you know, it sounds like, hey, just be an annoying neighbor that knocks on your neighbor's door at midnight. I want 3 loaves of bread, no less, please. And then come the hopeful words that we're familiar with that I think really shape what we think of as prayer. Ask and it will be given, search and you will find, knock and that door will be open for you. And I think when we read and interpret this uncritically, it sounds kind of like just pray and God will give you everything you want and pray for, which can be dangerous, because sometimes we don't get what we want in prayer, as I'm sure you are all well aware. I wonder, in hearing all of this in this text today, does everything else we read and hear in this passage obscure what Jesus says at the end of it. Because I'll tell you, I read this passage a whole bunch of times this week, and it wasn't until like at least the 13th or 14th or 18th time that I actually heard what Jesus said at the very end about the Holy Spirit. Did you hear the Holy Spirit part? If then you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? If you evil, horrible, despicable people, gee, thanks, Jesus. If even you know not to give a scorpion to a kid who asks for an egg, then of course your Father in heaven will give you the Holy Spirit if you ask in prayer. From Eugene Peterson again, we want life on our condition, not God's conditions. Prayer puts us at risk of getting involved in God's conditions. Ooh, prayer puts us at risk at getting involved in God's conditions, says Peterson. From our gospel today, the promise of the Holy Spirit is most certainly a gift, and this is good news. But praying for the Holy Spirit, asking for the Holy Spirit, inviting the Holy Spirit, come in, and actually meaning it, right? It is risky. It is risky. All genuine prayer is risky. Think about it. When we pray, we release our hopes, we release our desires, we release our requests into the hands of God. We don't know how that prayer will be answered. We don't know how we might hear the answer to that prayer. We don't know. We know God will answer the prayer, but we don't even know if we're ever going to hear an answer. And if we are praying with open hearts and open minds, then it might just be us who the Spirit is calling to be reshaped by that prayer, to be moved by that prayer. Prayer, therefore, is an act of trust, and it is an act of faith, and it is a bold and risky act of trust and faith. Prayer is bold and risky. Are we, are you, am I willing to be moved and shaped by God the Holy Spirit? Are we willing to get involved in, as Eugene Peterson puts it, God's conditions? I wonder, what if someday you find yourself sitting up in a balcony at, Peachtree United Methodist Church in Atlanta. You're up there with the Doves. You know the Holy Spirit's there because the Doves are there, right? And all of a sudden, one of these Doves just starts speaking to you. And for all of you recovering hippies out here, it's not an acid trip, okay? The Dove is speaking. It is the Holy Spirit speaking to you. Stephen, I've talked to Kathy Fletcher. And it turns out that maybe you didn't tell me everything I needed to know in that prayer. Stephen, turns out that you also are a little bit, every once in a while, kind of poop. Sorry, Stephen. Stay with me. I know you don't like this answer. You're probably not going to like where it goes, but stay with me, Stephen. There is a way. There is a different way. Some might call it the way, the truth, and the life. I am inviting you, Stephen, to be reshaped, to be moved by the Holy Spirit, Stephen. I am inviting you to be maybe just a little bit less poopy, but I'm inviting you to a new way, to be led by the Holy Spirit. Asking Jesus how to pray, it is a bold, risky act of faith, because prayer itself is a bold, risky act of faith. But we don't just wonder about prayer. And we don't just pray in order for us to be less poopy people. Right? That's not the whole point. We don't just pray to be less poopy people or to make that poopy problem or person or illness in our lives go away. We don't pray to make our lives less poopy. We pray because we are bold to pray. We pray because we are a bold, faithful people who longs for the Holy Spirit to move in. We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and to shape us. We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and shape this place. We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and shape this people, the people of First Lutheran Church, those who might be visiting First Lutheran Church from, you know, I don't know, North Robinson, right? We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and shape us and this place. We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and shape this community and how we live in it. We long for the Holy Spirit to move in and shape us so that we may move out and join with God in shaping this world, reshaping this world, not to our condition, but to God's conditions. And until then, we are right to pray for God's kingdom to fully come. Amen.
Professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we prepare for our prayers of intercession today, I ask if there are any additional prayers.
In solidarity with all creation, we join our voices to the voice of the whole church and pray for the needs of the world.
Loving God, create in your church a desire for union with you in prayer. Raise up leaders to teach Christ's devotion to prayer and model Christ's way of prayer so that all people may experience prayerful intimacy with you. Remind us that with prayer comes the rhythm of both speaking and listening, and that with listening to your word and voice comes new life for us and our communities of faith. God of grace,
hear our prayer. To those whose prayers and cries are cries for help, give your good gifts and satisfy their deepest needs. We pray especially this day for Millie, Teresa, Joyce, Judy, Jean, Krista, Dave, AJ, Caden and his family, Haley, Sandy, Scott, Ed, for Bob, for Barb, Pam, and for Jack Jr., and those that we lift either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Gather them in your constant loving presence that they may rest in the confidence of life with you. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Center the ministries of this assembly on prayer and service. Guide our relationships with our immediate neighbors, the community of Galleon, with those from across this nation and world suffering from the effects of humanitarian and natural disasters. Being ready to assist those who seek help. Strengthen feeding ministries, especially those of First Lutheran, ministries that focus on clothing and housing, and community partnerships, especially Cooperative Christian Services of Galleon. God of grace,
hear our prayer. Gracious God, we pray for the voting members, for church leaders and observers preparing for the ELCA Churchwide Assembly in Phoenix. May your spirit fill them with enthusiasm for the church's mission and guide their discernment. Be near in the decisions and in the discussions, the decisions and work of the assembly, that as a church we may proclaim and exemplify the grace we have in Jesus. We ask that in our work we may further live into our identity as the church for the sake of the world, celebrating the abundant life that has been promised by God and fulfilled in Christ's life, death, and resurrection. Your will. Make your will done this week, not ours. God of grace, trusting in your loving kindness, we place our prayers and hopes in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is and remains our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another. Continue worship with our gifts and our offerings.
Pray with me. Creator God, in your wisdom, you bring forth all that is good, and the harvest is plentiful. Strengthen us at your table with these gifts of the earth and our labor, that we may work for the good of all, through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth, and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks. He broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The kingdom of God is set before us. Come, let us eat, drink, rejoice, knowing that we are always welcome to this table.
Thank you.
may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Sustaining God, you gather us to your table and we drink deeply of your grace. Send us out by your Spirit to love our neighbors as ourselves and proclaim your love in Jesus' name. All God's people said, amen.
Amen. Two council meetings. One immediately following worship, and then our meeting beginning at 5 on Thursday to discuss our changes to the Constitution. So, you know, y'all can look forward to that. If you're not on council, you don't know what you're missing. And if you are on council, thank you. Okay, offerings right now. So July and August noisy offering going to Lutheran Disaster Relief for flooding, continuing to address the different flooding, especially in the Southwest, Texas, other areas of the United States. If you'd like to make a separate donation for that outside of the noisy offering, you can put Lutheran Disaster Relief flooding on an offering envelope or in the memo line of a check. Also, we're currently collecting a special offering for our to replace our fridge that has served us faithfully for 30 years, but we do need to replace that. It's being replaced with another commercial refrigerator, estimate of about $2,500, and we've raised $1,000. So if you'd like to contribute towards that, same way to make offerings as with Lutheran Disaster Response, Relief, whatever. Anyway, any other announcements this morning? Seeing and hearing none, please stand for a blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
just to listen.
Go forth.